This is a special in-the-field recording from HeritageRadioNetwork.org. What did you do for Earth Day? We celebrated at West Elm Market with our friends Carmen DeVito and Alice Marcus Krieg from Groundworks, Inc. and hosts of We Dig Plants on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Our very own Sari came in and Annie Ryan were on the scene, face painting with kids, asking them silly questions, and catching up with Carmen and Alice. Sari started the day with a hard-hitting interview with one of the young kids.
My name's Christopher.
Hi, Christopher. How old are you?
6.
Wow. Do you have a garden?
Yes.
What do you grow in your garden?
Flowers, plants, and trees.
Do you have any vegetables?
Yes.
What's your favorite vegetable?
Tomatoes.
Hi, what's your name?
Jeffrey.
Hi, Jeffrey. Where are you?
I'm in the store.
What's your favorite vegetable?
Corn.
What does corn sound like? What does corn sound like when it takes a bath?
It doesn't take a bath.
Do you think corn is dirty?
No.
Though it may have not been easy to keep their attention, Annie and Sari got some more gems out of the kids.
This is Annie with HeritageRadioNetwork.org. What's your name?
Estella.
Estella, what are you doing right now?
Painting.
Painting? What are you painting?
Stuff.
Stuff? Is that a pot? Are you going to put plants in there?
Uh-huh.
What kind of plants do you want to put in there?
Flowers.
Flowers. Now, what is your favorite vegetable, Estella?
Green beans.
Well, thank you for talking to me, Estella.
Can you say, I love Heritage Radio?
I love Heritage Radio.
It wasn't all just fun and games, though. Carmen DeVito and Alice Marcus Krieg were there to answer questions for aspiring gardeners. Sari Kamen caught up with them at the market.
Hi, this is Sari Kamen from HeritageRadioNetwork.org. I'm coming to you from West Elm in Dumbo. We're celebrating Earth Day today, learning how to garden, and I'm here with Alice and Carmen from We Dig Plants. Hi, Carmen.
Hi, Heritage.
Hi, Alice.
Hello, Heritage.
So tell us what you're doing here today.
We're doing a little planting demonstration and face painting. We're not doing face painting, but and we're selling some veggies and herbs and dahlias and summer annuals. And we're just doing some general education about plants and soil and advertising our radio show, We Dig Plants.
Tell us about your radio show.
We Dig Plants brings the culture to horticulture. it's seasonal. It runs about end of September to the end of March. And we have all kinds of guests, from entomologists to authors, famous plant designers, all kinds of people talking about their experience gardening or designing or botanizing in the fields. And we also try to take a historical perspective, too. We've had a lot of shows on specific plants, for example, cotton. You know, the history of cotton. We did an economic botany series about all the economic plants that sort of our nation was founded on, like tobacco and rice and indigo. So it's an eclectic show.
So what could someone learn from you by coming down to West Elm today?
You can learn about soil. Carmen and I have a soil blend called Brooklyn Blend. And it's our recommended soil blend for planting in the urban environment, because that's what Carmen and I do. We have a company called Groundworks, which is a design, installation, and maintenance company. And we help people design and grow things. So we have this soil, and it's sold here at West Elm. So we're helping to promote that. And what else? We're answering plant questions and trying to educate people about the best fruits and vegetables for the urban environment.
So do you already have to be a pretty experienced gardener to, bring your soil home from the store? Or if someone wanted to start a garden but never knew, could they call you? Could you consult with them and help a complete beginner start a garden?
Absolutely. I mean, that's basically what we do at all different levels, from the terrace to a giant rooftop. A lot of people you know, in the past, before they came to New York, might have had a garden, and they don't really realize that you can garden in New York, you know, that you can start with just a few small containers and grow food and grow herbs, you know, and even potted fruit trees you can have if you have a little bit of space and sun. So there is a misconception in New York that you can't do it, but you can.
What if I don't have a fire escape or an outdoor area at all? Could I still grow something?
Well, sun is going to be your most important factor. So, yeah, you could do herbs on a windowsill for sure. You can also have some beautiful houseplants. And Carmen and I will help people with houseplants, interior work as well.
Is there any way to grow food if you don't have an outdoor area?
Well, food is all about flower production, you know, so you really need the outdoor sun and heat for food.
And pollination. So unless you want to also have a hive inside your house, you really need to, it really has to be outdoors. But herbs, there's a lot of herbs that you can grow. There's some small fruit trees like calamondin oranges. If you have enough light, if you have a southern or an eastern exposure, for example, you could grow fruit trees.
What are your favorite things to grow?
Oh, boy. That's a crazy question. I didn't even know where to start. I really like flowers. I'm kind of a cut flower gal. So the wildflowers, that's kind of where my love is. I also like fruits. I really like, there's some great like potted blueberries, potted raspberries that are small. They've been hybridized so that they're small and compact for urban environments. So that's really great. To grow a blueberry on your terrace and be able to pop it in your mouth is pretty amazing. Or a tomato, you know, like just a cherry tomato off your fire escape is the best thing in the world. Cut herbs, you know, if you can just reach out your window, cut your fresh basil, cut your rosemary, sprinkle it on your dinner that night. That's amazing, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't really get much more local than that. I mean, than your fire escape. I have a small garden, and I like to grow herbs a lot, but I'm a real Victorian plant nut. So I like begonias, I like dahlias, all the things that like people hunted for in the 19th century. So I really get into that.
Great. So any tips for people who are trying to grow things for the first time this coming spring or summer?
I think just try. Don't feel like you can't do it. There's always the right plant for the right person and the right environment.
I completely agree. I think people give up before they even start, and they define themselves as being brown-thumbed. Nobody's brown-thumbed. They just need a little bit of education.
Thank you so much. We Dig Plants. Signing off, this is Sari with HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Thank you, Carmen. Thank you, Alice. We'll be sure to tune in. Bye.
Carmen DeVito and Alice Marcus Krieg host We Dig Plants on Heritage Radio Network. Visit our website for all of their archived episodes. And if you have any questions for them, email us, info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. To become a member and donate, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.